Welcome back to the program, and buckle up. Joining us right now, the all-star center fielder for the Baltimore Orioles from Sarasota, Florida, number 10, everyone, Adam Jones. Adam, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I picked up today MLB The Show, and it really bothers me that Yasiel Puig is on the cover and you're not.
Why? He's in L.A., big market.
That's true. That's true. But you know what you have?
Well,
you have a great commercial.
Then.
Well...
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, that commercial is pretty funny. Did you actually play the game? For those who don't know, you're in a commercial for MLB The Show on PlayStation.
I did play.
And you know what?
I played the guy that created it, and I beat him, just like I in all the other games I play. It's crazy. beat him.
And your power numbers are unauthentically low in the game, Adam. What are you, a 70, 72?
I think it was about, 72 or something like that, which, all right, okay. I think I just need to, show my power numbers. I just need to, I don't need to worry about that. I need to improve the other numbers.
All right, I appreciate that from a baseball perspective. But, Adam,
right.
It bothers me. It bothers me because how many home runs do you have to hit to gain some power respect around here?
I don't know, but it's okay. I don't need any respect, man. We don't need no respect. The O's don't need no respect. Fine. We just play the game.
You do, and you have a chip on your shoulder, it seems, which you carry with you.
I have a chip on my shoulder, man.
Well, in the sense of how you feel the Orioles are kind of underappreciated.
Which we don't care. It's not like a chip on our shoulder. We just got to do – we show up and do our jobs.
All right.
Like you showed up and do your jobs in khakis and a blue shirt. You probably got that on right now, don't you?
I got corduroys and a green flannel on right now. You were close. You were close. You know me too well.
Yeah, I do.
All right, more importantly right now, are you chomping at the bit for the games to count at this point?
Yep. I mean, I think once about the 20th, you get yourself, you get more at-bats, three at-bats, stretch you out, 7-8 innings. All right, let's go. And we're going to play tomorrow night, which is good. So hopefully hopefully play the game if need be. But it doesn't matter. It's going to be good. It's good to get our legs out there, and we're ready to go.
You're ready for these things to count.
I'm ready for these things to count.
And you feel – I mean, it's funny. Like, if you just look at the box score through spring training – and it's like one day, 2 weeks ago, it just clicked in for you, and you've been pounding the baseball since then. Is that fair to say that's when you started to feel really comfortable at the plate again?
Spring training.
So you put no stock in the home runs you've been hitting.
When do you want me to hit?
Opening day.
Through?
October.
Anything in between that, or anything on the outside of that, you kind of just want me to be healthy, right?
That's it.
Spring training, they always say a successful spring training is one gotten through healthy. Knock on wood that I maintain, and everybody else in baseball maintains their health. That's the worst thing in the last few weeks of spring training is to get a little injury because it's just terrible.
Adam Jones with us here on WBIL News Radio 1090. Adam, are players talking about or following the Chris Bryant situation with the Cubs?
I haven't really heard anything about it. I mean, I've seen this. It's hard not to see his spring training numbers. I mean, it was somewhere above 400, nine home runs. And they weren't off. I mean, it's not like the home runs were in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning off of guys. You don't have the numbers, the names on the jerseys. These are off of starters. And, I mean, opposite field, left field. And it's crazy. The toughest decision is these general managers' decisions and the managers to send these kids down. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what their timeline is, what they're trying to wait till May 25th or something like that to halt him so they can have maybe 4 years or three plus years of his undivided service. Before they have to really pay him, who knows? But the kid can play flat out. I mean, I think it's proven. If they go down there, give him some at bats, more at bats, and then bring him up. Hey, I just know he looks the part. You know, at the end of the day, you got to play in the major leagues to be the part. But so far, I mean, he got all the makeup from what I've seen and what I've seen out of his at bats to be the next something in baseball. So, like I said, I love the competition of baseball. And you know, if he's being touted as one of the best right now, hey, put him where you consider the best to be, and that's the major leagues.
You know what I love about the game, though? Even a guy like Chris Bryant will struggle at some point in the big leagues. He'll probably struggle a lot at some point in the big leagues, and he'll look bad, and he'll swing ugly, and he'll go through long stretches where he can't buy a hit. It is a humbling game, even for someone like Chris Bryant. We all buy in this time of the year because Baseball America rates him as the best prospect, and he has 9 spring home runs. And I'm not saying he's not great or going to be great, but it's a humbling game.
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, his numbers in the minor leagues are – you can't just overlook those. And like you said, you're going to struggle in the major leagues. I don't give a damn what your numbers look like in the minors. You can be the greatest minor league hitter in the history of the baseball. The major leagues, you had to put a little hair on your chest. So, the beauty of the game is overcoming all the adversity that comes with the game of baseball. You know, you're going to struggle. You're going to have great times. But how do you maintain the same mindset and the same work ethic through all of it?
Yeah, that's it. Adam Jones is with us. Quick break. We'll come back. A few of your Twitter questions coming up for Simply AJ here on WBAL News Radio 1090.